4 women have filed race discrimination lawsuits against State Farm in recent weeks. 2 were filed in Texas and 2 were filed in Georgia. These new cases are in addition to similar lawsuits against the insurance giant that WGLT has reported on previously. Women claim they faced firing and other retaliation for blowing the whistle on race discrimination in the workplace. Suja Thomas is an expert in discrimination law at the University of Illinois. She tells Eric Stock that retaliation is common in discrimination cases and there's a high legal bar to prove someone liable.
What we have is that people will complain about discrimination, but sometimes because they complain about discrimination, they may be retaliated against. And some of the cases that you've reported on involve those types of things where people in the workplace are reporting discrimination, then they may be retaliated against by the employer. So when you ask about empowerment to report, I think sometimes people realize that may happen to them and they may not sort of report everything that happens to them. I think other people might not understand that may happen to them or feel like even if that may happen to them, they're still going to report discrimination.
Does that point to more systemic problems within a culture that not only is there perceived discrimination, but there's also a fear of retaliation?
Yeah, I think that's it just depends on how much information people have. I think some set of people sort of understand that, you know, the employer may not want to hear about discrimination, even though they may have harassment training and discrimination training. But I think that it just depends on the level of knowledge that an employee has. And I've certainly talked to employees who had no idea once they started reporting discrimination that they might be acted against by their employer. But this is kind of human nature, right? So retaliation, unfortunately, is human nature. So we, in a bad way, and that is, as people, we don't like to be criticized. And so if we are criticized, we tend to then act against that person. And so the retaliation laws were meant to protect people against that type of action that unfortunately is very much human nature, bad human nature.
Has corporate culture done enough to stop this kind of environment that we are seeing in different locations, albeit it's more isolated, perhaps?
I don't think corporations have done enough anywhere. You know, sort of more generally in the United States, I think that we continue to understand that discrimination exists in the workplace, and we're not doing enough. That is, employers aren't doing enough to have discrimination not occur. So we have discrimination that is like types of discrimination, like not getting paid the same amount as someone who may be the same race or the same national, race or a different national origin. We have that type of discrimination, but we also have harassment that occurs in the workplace. All of these types of things continue to exist in our workplaces, and employers certainly can do more to fight against that.
And what should they be doing?
Well, I think there's just sort of one thing that I'll mention is that the law isn't great right now. And so the employers aren't actually pushed, I feel like, into doing things as much as they should be. So right now we have this law that looks really good. States, local localities, the federal government, they all have these discrimination laws that protect against race discrimination, national origin discrimination, other types of discrimination, and also protect against retaliation. However, what happens is that a person brings a case, and then after that, the courts interpret the law. And what happens is that the courts are interpreting the law in a very narrow way, such that if someone is actually harassed in the workplace, so let's say it's a sexual harassment case, you can have someone be touched multiple times, and that case will, the courts will say, that's not enough to be considered sexual harassment under the law, case dismissed. And so if in this sort of situation where courts are interpreting the law that way, employers are not pushed to make more changes because they're not paying for the discrimination.
So how hard is it then to win a race discrimination case? Do you have to assess someone's intent? There are so many different behaviors that someone could say, it wasn't really intended that way. It was an accident. It was just meant to be a joke.
Yeah. And so when we're talking about harassment, the standard is it has to be severe or pervasive. The courts, as sort of I use that one example about several touchings, the courts have said, you know, that's not enough. That's not severe enough. And woman or anybody will tell you that if they have been touched even once in the workplace, I'm talking about, for example, touching of breasts, that will change their way to be able to work in their workplace. And so I think that should be illegal, one, but two, even if the courts aren't interpreting it as legal, that employers, once they hear and have some good level of proof that something occurred, that there should be a zero tolerance policy and that person should be fired. And there's nothing that prevents employers from doing that.
That was attorney Suja Thomas from the University of Illinois with Eric Stock. Thomas says large corporations shouldn't get a pass when it comes to establishing an inclusive culture. She says companies with larger staff should employ more people to monitor workplace culture. State Farm, for its part, denies the allegations of race discrimination. A spokesperson says the company has long been committed to a diverse and inclusive environment.